Credulous is adjective. It means ready to believe things, especially without real proof. In tennis, 轻信的、易信的、多修饰人。For example, credulous people believe what the advertisements say. Credulous people believe what the advertisements say. 那么轻信于人的人总是相信广告所说的内容。What's the difference between credulous and credible? 那么它和形容词 credible 有什么区别呢？ Credible, 可信的、可靠的、多修饰事物。Now, listen to me carefully. The story he told us is credible. The story he told us is credible. 他所给我们讲述的这个故事是可信的。两个形容词的反义词直接加前缀 IN, incredulous.Incredible. Okay, now read after me. Incredulous. Incredible. And furthermore, please remember how to use believable. Believable, 可相信的。它主要是以已知事实为根据。For example, he demanded for believable explanation. He demanded for believable explanation. 那么他要求得到可靠的、可信的解释。可信的解释 ,okay?Believable 的反义词 unbelievable, 不可信的。Okay, read after me the words please aloud. Incredulous, incredible, unbelievable. Credulous, credible, believable. Next important word, obscure. Obscure is adjective. Firstly, not attracting attention. Not well known.So in Chinese, 不起眼的、不出名的。Now translate the sentence. 这公交车在一不起眼的小镇停了下来。The bus stopped at obscure little town. The bus stopped at obscure little town. Okay, secondly, it means hard to understand. 第二点，它的含义表示令人费解的。The poem is really obscure to me.The poem is really obscure to me. Thirdly, obscure means not clear. 模糊不清的。An obscure figure can be seen through the fog. An obscure figure can be seen through the fog. 通过大雾我们可以看到模糊不清的身影。Now, let's compare two words. One is obscure, the other is weak. 辨析两词汇。Obscure.表示光亮被遮住或者是覆盖而形成头下的阴影而造成的模糊不清。而 vague, V-A-G-U-E, 多用于比喻意指不明确说明而造成的模糊不清。So, 模糊不清的身影 an obscure figure. 那么如果强调他的话模糊不清。So, what he said is vague. Got it?Now next important word, presume. Presume is a transitive verb. Presume 是一个及物动词。Take something as true without proof. 假定是真的。我们经常用到的表达方式 presume that. Presume, 根据过去的经验或感觉做出推断。Now translate my sentence. From the way they talked,I presumed that they were couple. From the way they talked, I presumed that they were couple. Answer me. 所以它是有依据，有一点依据可以依据的。而如何运用 assume? Assume, 不断的把尚未证实的作为依据。所以让我们来假设。Let us assume that your words are fact. 让我们来主观的假设，你的话就是事实。所以我们在阅读短文的时候见到了 assume, 它往往是与事实不相符合的。那么在新概念二册我们曾经接触过 suppose, 也是表示假定假设。这是最普通的一个用词，表示猜想，也表示陈述自己的看法，相当于 think. For example, 我想这是我的错误了。I suppose that,it's my fault. I suppose that it was my fault. Got it? 让我们假设有一个男孩突然从你的面前走过。Let us suppose that a boy suddenly crossed in front of you. Okay? 你一定要注意 presume 和 assume 的区别。Now translate a sentence. Which word is good here? 他主观地认为他的所作所为是完全正确的。He assumed what he did was quite right. Okay? Assume. Now please read after me the three words here. Please pay more attention to their usage. Presume. Assume. Suppose. Next, plot. Plot is a transitive verb. It means plan together secretly. In tennis, 密谋它主要是指一人或多人秘密谋划伤害他人。Now, translate my sentence, and I think you know how to use it. The criminals were plotting to rob the bank. The criminals were plotting to rob the bank. Okay, 这些罪犯们正在密谋策划抢劫这家银行。What's the difference between plot and conspire? Conspire, C-O-N-S-P-I-R-E. 那么这两个词有什么不同呢？Conspire 表示众多人合谋做重大的犯法勾当，有指反叛，不用于单个人。For example, they conspired to overthrow the government. 他们密谋要推翻这政府。They conspired to overthrow the government. Next, scheme, S-C-H-E-M-E. 它是表示某人暗中设计狡诈的手段来谋求自己的私利。The man is scheming for power. The man is scheming for power. Scheme for. 那么这个人呢，图谋夺权。Okay? 我们在对比 plot 时候呢，曾经提到了 conspire， 而在本篇课文当中也用到了 conspire， 但它并不是指合谋所犯法的勾当，它是一个不及物动词，表示事件巧合促成。So, if events seem to combine, got it. For example, bad weather and car trouble conspire to spoil our vacation. Now listen to me once more. Bad weather and car trouble conspire to spoil our vacation. 天气极差以及车又出现故障这件事情巧合在一起把我们的假期给搅了。Conspire, okay. Now,Resemblance means likeness. Likeness, 相似。在应用名词 resemblance 的时候，我们通常用于结构 bear a strong resemblance to somebody or something, or have a close resemblance to somebody or something. Bear, B-A-R, bear a strong resemblance to. For example, 这女孩和她的妹妹长得特别像。The girl bears a strong resemblance to her sister.在口语当中如果表达太像了 such a resemblance 那么它是由动词 resemble 变化而来的 resemble 这兄弟两个长得很像 the two brothers resemble each other What's the difference between resemblance and likeness 那么这两个词汇有什么区别呢 likeness 是最普通的用语它比 resemblance 的意味要强 resemblance特别是指外观或外在性质的相似。那么 similarity 也表示相像 ,ok? 相似被 similar to something or somebody, 哎，那么名词 similarity, 它是表示性质特色程度的相似。For example, 这两件同时发生的事件有极其相似的性质。So, the two events which happened at the same timeHave got similarity. 那么这个时候应该用的是 similarity. OK, 性质特色相似。那么如果表示外观长得像 resemblance. A likeness 的浮现率比 resemblance 要浮现率高得多覆盖面也要高得多。For example, 他们两个长得很像。They have got a close likeness. 那么我们可以用 likeness 去代替 resemblance.也可以用 likeness 去代替 similarity. Got it?